Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. USDA and CBA teaming up on a webinar on an invasive tick. We've got details in just a moment.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth, and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
It's not every day that a commodity group is able to partner up with USDA on a scientific webinar. NCBA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, getting that opportunity later this month, working with USDA on a scientific webinar in regards to the Asian longhorned tick. According to Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kathy Simmons, this is a great opportunity to get the government working together with the cattle industry in order to try to slow down as much as they can this invasive pest.
Yes, we're excited about this upcoming webinar, Ron. It is taking place August 23rd and 24th, a half day each day in the afternoon. USDA APHIS and USDA ARS have partnered with NCBA, and we're going to talk about ticks in general to include the cattle fever tick, but we're really going to focus on this new exotic invasive tick, the Asian longhorn tick. We're going to have tick experts talk about how to identify these ticks. We're going to talk about environmental control. We're going to talk about what you can do to normalize a response. We've got the Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Rosemary Sifford, speaking on normalizing a response. And then we have a very interesting panel of five state animal health authorities in the states that are currently infected with this tick. We're going to talk about what they're doing to manage the tick in their states. I think it should be very informative, and I encourage all producers to sign up for it, veterinarians to sign up, anyone who's interested in these ticks. It is free. Go to ncba.org, our website, under the producer education tab, and you'll find the registration tab for the tick seminar.
And clearly, this is something that you mentioned, the fact that it can use the wings of a bird to really even move around. This is something that could get beyond those 17 states almost certainly.
That's right. And the only way that we can help to stop that is to increase the awareness. You're not going to find something you're not looking for, Ron. So we want people to be aware of this tick so that they can report it and take appropriate actions.
In your mind, I mean, you know, you've obviously dealt with a lot of pests, a lot of things that are a big concern for cattle producers. How serious could this thing get if it continued to spread?
Well, I think it could be quite serious, and it could, you know, have implications for, you know, our cattle movements domestically and possibly even overseas. So we need to get this awareness out early. We need to start to act and be aware of what we can do to try to halt the spread of this tick. It is one more challenge for us in pests and the diseases that they can carry. And we want to be fully armed with the knowledge to accept the challenge.
Chief Veterinarian for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kathy Simmons. You've got details on this two-day webinar symposium that's available for anyone interested in learning more about ticks and the cattle industry here in the U.S. This virtual tick symposium has a link on the homepage of ncba.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.